Catching up with the American Angus Association. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. While on the South Dakota Angus Tour in the northeast region of South Dakota at the beginning of this week, I had the chance to catch up with Mark McCulley, who is the CEO of the American Angus Association, and some of the programs and things that they are currently working on.
You bet. And I think, well, of course, everyone's enjoying some incredible times. Uh-huh. We've got, obviously very tight supplies that have driven up this market to historical levels, but I think the thing we also remember is the incredible demand that's behind our product. And so we kind of maybe start there. The consumer continues to buy the certified Angus beef brand. We actually, March of 25 was the best month we've ever had in our history of the program, and this year we'll round out getting close to 1.3 billion pounds sold, so be near record sales year. So even at these all-time high beef prices, we still have consumers really enjoying and loving our and craving our product. On the cattle side, obviously these prices, through the summer sales, these summer video sales kind of tend to set the pace. These feeder cattle have brought a ton of money, but we can see the Angus sired cattle bringing premiums. Our Angus Link program and our genetic merit scorecard, which is kind of new. We're setting some new records there with cattle enrolled in that program, charting some all-time record premium. So exciting to see producers investing in good registered Angus genetics getting paid for those calves. And then we just continue to expand the toolbox, as we talk about, for our seed stock breeders to better serve their commercial producers with more tools in the available to maybe select maybe for some more balanced traits, select for maternal traits, as well as the growth and performance traits. So just lots of great things going on.
Absolutely. And I'm sure it's going to be really fun to maybe get out of the office a little bit and come tour around and see all the producers at work.
Absolutely. Love coming to out to field days like this. I applaud the South Dakota Angus Association for all the work that they put into organizing this. We've got a tremendous diversity in our breed right now. We have large numbers, but we have, lots of breeders maybe, selecting for some different traits and creating that variety within the Angus breed right now. So it's great to get out on the farms and ranches and see those programs and hear about the breeding philosophies and what these programs are doing and all the success they're having.
I also had the chance to catch up with Andrew Swanson, who is the regional manager for the American Angus Association.
Yeah, so my role would be to help the membership in, all ways that I can do that. So, answering questions on commercial programs, helping producers market their seed stock cattle, anything that I can do to really help them with their operation is my role.
And I see you got some stats and stuff listed on there, and you're going to talk a little bit about purebred market reports and stuff. So fill us in there.
So just wanted to give an update. Our fiscal year is about to end. So on the fiscal year of 2025 in Region 6 for the American Angus Association, mm-hmm. That would be North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota, we sold 11,052 bulls to average $8,696. That's up about $1,300 from a year ago on just about 1,000 more bulls. So the demand for Angus bulls is really high. We're selling more bulls at a higher price, and we just really like to see that.
Yeah, I bet that's really fun, just seeing how those stats change over the years and kind of also getting travel around and meet all the producers as well. I bet that's been really interesting as a part of your job.
Yeah, for sure. It's fun to work with members of the association, work with commercial cow-calf producers in the industry, and whatever I can do to help them, I just really enjoy that.
Perfect. And if somebody would want to reach out to you at all, where can they go and how can they do that?
Yep, so my phone number is 507-829-4133. You could call me or text me, or you could send me an email at aswanson@angus.org.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.